Hi, class. I thought I would do some recordings to discuss some of the reading that you have been doing in our class so far. I love our text. I think it's a great introduction to special education law, disability law, and ethics, of course. You started your reading in Chapter 1, learning specifically about Section 504 and IDEA, and what a free, appropriate public education is, regardless of what the child's disability is, and also how extremely important the team that comes together, the school-based team that comes together with the parent as a very important part of the team, to work together to make sure that a student's needs are met. You know that it is critically important to have the right members of the team present. And by law, you must have certain members at the team. You must have someone who would be acting in the role of a local education agency, which would be a representative of the district. So typically that is a building principal or a chair of a department, special ed department. It could be the director of student services, a supervisor of special education or student services, and assistant director, et cetera. In addition to that, you need someone who can interpret assessment. So typically that's the school psychologist. You need a general educator who can speak to what general education expectations there are, as well as a special educator. It's really important also to have the family meaningfully participate. Now that we have the option of Zoom meetings, Google Meets, those types of things, conference calls, and we have leveraged that after COVID-19, we have a lot more parent participation at the table. In my district, I work in an urban district, and we have challenges with our families who are working 2 and 3 jobs for them to get to the school during school hours. So, being strategic about scheduling meetings during lunch breaks and those types of things so that families can really participate and understand the process is of great importance. The law wants us to do that. It requires us to do that. And it is best practice for families to understand what their part is in this real partnership between the families and the school. It will only benefit the child. It's extraordinarily important that that relationship between the family and the school is something that is nourished, that is nurtured, and it grows over time. Typically, you have students who are entering at age 3 into our preschool programs and have disabilities and will be working through IEP supports for the majority of their school career. And that means our families are with us for that amount of time. So that relationship building is of critical importance. And we know that families have due process. Families have rights when they disagree with what the district is doing. So the faster that you can put into place meaningful relationships where you are authentically valuing the opinions and the ideas and the knowledge of their child that families have, the greater your success is going to be in the long run. It is really important to get off on the right foot. Families also are in a very vulnerable situation, right? They're coming into a school. They all have their own school history, things that may have happened to them. They may have had an experience as a special education student themselves. So you never know. And they are often apprehensive of the process. It seems like a very involved process to them on the outside. And I think any time that that happens, it's our job as special educators to try to bridge that divide between families, you know, feeling like, wow, I'm coming to this big meeting at a table with a lot of people that I don't know. So the more you can do as a special educator to build that relationship, to be seen as more of an advocate for the student, that the team is there to help the student and to really make sure that they have what they need in order to be successful and that parents feel comfortable in the process, is of great importance at any time in the special education process, but particularly when we're first starting out.